Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you want to know God? Does it matter to you? Do you want to have eternal life in His presence? Do you want to enter His kingdom? And once you've entered it, do you want to remain there and be productive citizens there and still be found there in the end, at the hour of your death or at the day of Christ's coming? There is only one way. Jesus reveals it to us today in the gospel, in the parable of the sower and the seed. Now, Jesus often spoke in parables in order to reveal the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, how things actually work in God's kingdom, or what God is actually doing behind the scenes. But sometimes the parables themselves remained mysterious, and intentionally so, as Jesus tells us in today's gospel. To you, that is to His 12 apostles, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. In other words, the mysteries of the kingdom of God are intentionally hidden from those who would rely on themselves and their own reason, from those who are not interested enough to actually search God's word or seek Christ for answers. But Jesus' apostles were interested in the answers, and so they did seek Christ for them, and they got the answers they were looking for. And as they got their answers, so we too are given an answer to the meaning of this parable, if we care enough to listen. As Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. So don't sit there this morning daydreaming or thinking about other things. The way to enter God's kingdom and the way to remain there and be productive citizens there is this: the word of God has to be preached into your ears like seed that is sown into the ground. Faith comes by hearing, St. Paul writes. But take care how you hear, because today Christ reveals the mystery of how God's word works. And the sobering reality revealed in the parable is that God's word, though always equally powerful, is often impeded and hindered, so that much of the time it doesn't produce living and fruitful citizens of God's kingdom. The very notion that God's word, His almighty word, can be impeded is reason for consideration. When God spoke the universe into existence, that almighty word couldn't be impeded or hindered. When God said, "Let there be light," it couldn't be hindered by the darkness. There was light. When Jesus called out to the dead man, "Lazarus, come out of the tomb, Lazarus," the dead man could not remain dead. Whenever God speaks according to His omnipotence, from His almighty, irresistible power, it must happen. But here, in the parable, Jesus reveals a mystery to us: how God's word works when He speaks to sinful human beings, when His word is sown into their hearts to produce faith in the heart, to strengthen faith and preserve it, and to produce good works that grow out of faith. And it isn't done, Jesus reveals, out of God's omnipotence. He allows people to resist His word. How does it work then? Well, it works in some ways like sowing seeds. The word of God goes out. Not a single word like "the" or a phrase like when a large crowd had gathered together. Now that's God's word too. It's not what Jesus is referring to. The word of God that is sown in man's heart is the promise that always centers on Christ and comes back to Christ. It includes all of Scripture because all the law and the prophets point to Christ. But in a few words, the word of God that is sown in the world, that is sown into the ground of men's ears and hearts, is the preaching of repentance and the forgiveness of sins through faith in Christ Jesus. And that word is always powerful. It's always living and active, just like a healthy seed is always powerful to produce a plant or a tree. The word of Christ that is preached is always powerful to germinate and sprout and grow and produce. There are no dead words of God. But what happens when that preaching goes into men's ears? Well, first note that it does have to go into men's ears. The word of God has to be sown in our ears. Again, faith comes by hearing. The notion that you can go and commune with God or grow in faith by sitting out in the desert somewhere or by a lake or under the stars is ludicrous. The word has to be preached. The seed has to be sown. And people have to hear it in order for any plant to grow in their hearts. So Jesus' parable is not about the unbelievers out there in the world who haven't heard the word of God. It's about those who do hear it. And that should make you perk up your ears, because the parable describes what happens in churches throughout the world. And it's largely an indictment of many who call themselves Christians. So again, what happens? Sometimes when God's word is preached, it's like seed that falls on a walking path. It quickly gets trampled and run over. It sits on top until the birds come and find it and take it away. Those along the path are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. No one has the natural ability to believe God's word when it's preached. But even the conscientious unbeliever can use his external capacity to pay attention to something he hears, to ponder it, and to think about it. But how many do even that when they hear God's word? As for the Christian who has been born again of water and the Spirit, in whom a new man has been created by the Spirit of God, we have been given the inner capacity to apply to ourselves the word we hear, to love the word, to be guided by it, and to pray for the Holy Spirit's enlightenment and strength. But how often do we just let the devil come and take the word from our hearts by not really listening to it, by neglecting it, by apathy and indifference toward it? Take care how you hear the word of God. Sometimes when God's word is preached, it's like seed that falls on rocky ground. It sprouts. Faith is created. But its roots are shallow because of the rocks. And the roots lack moisture, so that when the blazing heat of the sun shines on that little plant, it withers and dies. Those on the rock are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. But they have no root. They believe for a while. And in the time of temptation, they fall away. The problem isn't with the seed. The problem isn't even with the hot sun. The problem is that the rocks prevent the roots from going deep enough to get moisture to feed the plant. There will always be sunshine. There will always be trials and temptations and persecutions in this world. They don't have to destroy the plant. In fact, just as a healthy plant flourishes under the heat of the sun, so a healthy Christian flourishes even in the midst of trials and temptations. Not that the trials or temptations are ever enjoyable or easy to endure, but faith in God and love for our neighbor can still thrive if we're firmly grounded and rooted in God's word. A superficial faith, on the other hand, won't last long because it isn't getting the constant feeding it needs from God's word, which is not only the seed from which faith springs up, but it's also, as Peter says, the pure spiritual milk that feeds us like milk feeds a newborn baby. It sustains us. If we neglect ongoing instruction in the Word, if we neglect the sacrament of the altar, or if we fail to use the gifts God has given, like prayer, to pray for His help and strength, then what will we do when the world hates us? What will you do when speaking the truth, when confessing Christ will get you fired from your job, or mocked by your friends, or teachers, or co-workers, or shunned by your family, or canceled by society, or thrown into prison? No, if our roots are shallow, then trials and temptations will overcome us, and faith and love will wither away and die. As Jesus warned his apostles in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Watch and pray that you may not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Sometimes when God's word is preached, it's like seed that falls among thorns and weeds. It sprouts. Faith is created, but as it starts to grow, the weeds move in and the young plant is crowded and choked and overtaken by the weeds. As for that which fell among thorns, these are the ones who hear and, as they go along, are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to maturity. You know how this works. You know how important it is to keep hearing God's word and to keep gathering to receive His preaching and His sacraments. And you know how important it is to live a Christian life, a godly life, a life of love, a life of service, a life of obedience to God's commandments, a life of prayer. But COVID, but work, but school, but friends, but sports, but family time, but sickness, but fun stuff. And the Word of God gets crowded out of your thoughts, in your heart, in your life. Now you can't get rid of the cares of this life. And riches will always dangle out in front of you the promise of comfort and security and relief. And pleasures in this life will always be pleasurable and enticing. So what? Will you just give in to it? Let your faith die? Let eternal life pass you by because you had all these fleeting things to care about or to enjoy? No time for God's word. Oh well. There's a better way. Some fell on good ground. It sprang up and bore 100 times as much fruit. These are the ones who hear the word with a good and noble heart, hold fast to it, and bear fruit with patience. This, obviously, is the kind of hearer God wants you to be, one who is not hardened like the walkway or shallow and easily dried up by temptations and persecutions, or too engaged in earthly concerns to focus on God's word and a godly life. God wants you to be the kind of hearer who hears and heeds His warning to watch out for all those other things. The kind who prays earnestly to God that He would open our hearts by His Word to His Word, that we may believe it, hold fast to it, and always, every day, put it into practice. And all this with patience, Jesus says, with endurance. It's a daily, ongoing process to hear God's Word, to grieve over your sins, to run to Christ in faith for the forgiveness of sins that He promises to all the baptized, to commit each day to walking in God's commandments, to pray for His strength and help, and also to give thanks. Every day, growing a little more, every day, producing a little more fruit. Patiently, slowly, continually growing into the saints that God has already declared you to be through faith in Christ Jesus. All of that happens only by hearing. Now, the fact that you're listening now, if you are listening, is also an indication that the Word has fallen in a good and noble heart. Not good and noble in the sense that now you've earned God's favor. You haven't. Christ earned God's favor for you. But good and noble in the sense that you're paying attention to the Word you hear. And now, maybe a little more than before, you're on the lookout for all those impediments Jesus has warned you about in the parable of today's gospel. May God, by His Holy Spirit, produce an abundant crop within you. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.